Hello, and welcome to another Naxos podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. In this podcast, we look at a new recording of music by American composer Alan Hovhaness, who was born in 1911 and lived to be almost 90. These performances are conducted by Gerard Schwartz, who is a great champion of his music. The opening music comes from his Prelude and Quadruple Fugue, a misleadingly simple title for a very complicated piece. Many composers work long and hard to learn how to write a fugue. A fugue is like row, row, row your boat, that kind of idea, but much more complicated. To write two fugues that work together at the same time, that takes real skill. To write a quadruple fugue, which means that there are four of them happening at the same time, to say it takes skill to compose, that's a pretty big understatement. Music by Alan Hovhaness from his Prelude and Quadruple Fugue. This recording also includes his concerto for soprano saxophone and strings. The saxophone is a relatively recent arrival on the classical music scene for the simple reason that it wasn't invented until 1840 by a Belgian instrument maker named Adolf Sax. This means necessarily that all of those great classical composers who lived before that time never wrote for the instrument. That includes everyone from the beginning of classical music to Mendelssohn. Who knows what they might have written had the instrument existed then? Subsequent classical composers did start writing for the saxophone, though mostly in a fairly half-hearted way, with the exception of a whole bunch of French and Russian composers who almost immediately took to this new instrument. Here's the beginning of the concerto for soprano saxophone, that's the little one, and strings. The soloist is Greg Banacek. That was from the Soprano Saxophone Concerto by Alan Hovhaness, with soloist Greg Banacek, who besides having a busy solo career is also the saxophone teacher at several top U.S. music schools. Now on to the big piece on this recording, Alan Hovhaness's Symphony No. 48. In his catalog of works, it's Opus 344. That means it's work number 344, which is a lot of pieces of music to write. Before his death in the year 2000, Hovhaness was up to Opus 434, with at least 67 symphonies among them. In a 1968 interview with CBC Radio in Canada, Hovhaannes summed up his approach, his thoughts about music, this way. A certain form of beauty has its place in the world. Naturally, ugliness is important, but there should be a balance between beauty and ugliness. If everything is ugly, if I only hear the noise in the street, the noise of traffic, this certainly isn't music, especially us living today, having to cross a street every day. I think we need something besides that. And we may be satisfied by some kind of beauty, not a beauty which merely copies a beauty of 100 years ago or 200 years ago, but our own beauty, a new kind of beauty. In his Symphony No. 48, called Vision of Andromeda, Hovhaannes takes on a huge subject, an entire galaxy. But this makes sense if you know, well, according to his wife, astronomy was Alan's lifelong interest, along with music. In his youth, while other boys were playing sports, his interest was in the sky. He even built a treehouse all by himself, called it his observatory, and watched the stars in the sky. Here's how this symphony begins. That was from Alan Hovhaannes' Symphony No. 48. At the beginning of the podcast, I mentioned fugues. Fugues pop up in a lot of Hovhaannes' music, including the second movement of the symphony, so I thought I would provide you with a slightly more complete definition of what they are, rather than just a comparison to Row, Row, Row Your Boat. According to the dictionary, a simple definition of a fugue is a musical composition in which one or two themes are repeated or imitated by successively entering voices and contrapuntally developed in a continuous interweaving of the voice parts. In this case, voice parts, instrument parts. So one or two themes are brought in and played off against each other and developed. Here's the second movement of the symphony, and right away you can hear those imitating themes. That was from Alan Hovhaannis' Symphony No. 48. The featured ensemble on this recording, the orchestra, is the Eastern Music Festival Orchestra. For the past 53 years, the Eastern Music Festival Faculty Orchestra has been part of the Greensboro, North Carolina community in the summer, where it attracts the best professional orchestral musicians from around the world. For 5 very intense weeks, these musicians practice and perform together. This festival is also a training ground for the next generation of orchestral musicians, as the professional musicians also provide teaching and coaching for the pre-professional musicians aged 15 to 23, all of whom are chosen by rigorous audition. Here's that orchestra, the Faculty Orchestra, playing the third movement of the symphony, which begins with a lovely, slinky bassoon solo that has an almost oriental feel. That was from the third movement of Symphony No. 48 by Alan Hovhaannis, conducted by Gerard Schwartz. Gerard Schwartz is one of those rare people who combines outstanding musicianship with hyper-productivity. He has made more than 350 recordings, which is several life's work for most other people, and along the way has been a huge champion of American composers. This includes Alan Hovhaannis. This recording is his 9th dedicated to his music. It's hard to overstate how important this kind of champion is to today's composers. Without these recordings, most people would have no idea what their music sounds like. Have you heard very much Hovhaannis? You can thank Gerard Schwartz. Here's the opening to the final movement of Hovhaannis' Symphony No. 48, monumental and shimmering at the same time. In the liner notes, this is how the composer himself describes the beginning of this movement. Over divided strings, the horns sing a hymn to the stars. A gamelan of bell percussion creates star-like rivers of sound. Violins sing a religious melody to the galaxies. That was from Alan Hovhaness's Symphony No. 48, subtitled Vision of Andromeda. This podcast has been dedicated to his music and to a new recording featuring the Eastern Music Festival Orchestra conducted by Gerard Schwartz with soprano saxophone soloist Greg Banatzak. This recording is on the Naxos label, catalog number 8.559755, available at all fine music retailers. Thank you for listening. I hope you can join me again next time. Until then, I'm Raymond Bechet. To go out, here's the very ending of Alan Hovhaness's Symphony No. 48. In the composer's own words, he describes it, "The symphony ends with a gamelan of stars going out into the universe."